Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. 68 teams started the tournament, only the best have survived. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game. If your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. So pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a dollar bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the team of your choice pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're not doing Tucker's Tape today. Ross is out. Instead, we have Andrew P. Shea and Dustin Hawkinsmith here. Guys, here's what I want to ask you. We have such limited, if any, exposure to what's going on spring practice for Penn State football. My question to you is, if you were able to attend spring practice, what would you be looking for? What are the topics? Let's start with you, Dustin. You got first shot.
I wanted to take 30 seconds, by the way. I don't think this story's ever come up on the Keystone Kickoff Show, but Andrew P. Shea is right at the heart of my origin story with my wife. And he and I would go to the gym late at night and work out. She was interested in me. She can probably hear me, but she was interested in me for reasons I still don't understand. Every day I look up in the mirror and say, why? But she was then, she is now, presumably. But she I think, wanted to speak to me, but she didn't want to because she thought Andy and I were boyfriend and boyfriend.
Yes.
And I mean, frankly, we would make a nice couple. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. I thought people might want to know that.
I'm good with that.
Two quick comments on that. Number one, having met your wife, Dustin, the rest of us also wonder. That's number one. And number two, having met the two of you before I met your wife, Dustin, and your lovely wife too, Andy, which, by the way, I wonder about that one also. Yes. I do think you two guys would make a great couple.
I have no problems with it. I absolutely 100% agree with the good man.
Maybe in another life. Anyway, we're here. We're sitting here. We're recording. We're looking at each other. I just felt like that might be something people might want to know.
I
can answer your question.
Staring into Andy P's eyes, and
I got lost
at
for
Andy.
A second.
He's got the glasses off, kind of. Coyly. All right, come on, Dustin. You know, despite the fact that I am sure our audience is fascinated by this story, let's talk Penn State football anyway. I am sending you to a James Franklin Penn State football practice. What are you looking for?
Here's the number one thing I want to see. And you can only simulate it so much at practice. I understand that. But what does Sean Clifford look like under fire? Pressure, blitzing, urgency situations, things where his mind has gotten scrambled a little bit in the past. None of this stuff really matters. He looks awesome in shorts. He has all the physical ability. Can he be himself in urgent blitz pressure situations? I think that's one of the number one things for me that's going to determine how good Penn State can be in 2021. That's what I would watch him like a hawk if I had the chance to.
So I will piggyback on that, Vinny. I had three or four things that I took some creative license. I just don't want to go to one practice. I assume Jimmy's going to send me a couple, two, three practices.
If it were in my power, Andrew P., you would be there every day. You would be in the huddle. You would be in James Franklin's ear.
There. So I'm watching Sean Clifford as well, Vinny, but I'm watching for a different reason. And I'm watching for something different. I'm looking, and I'm going to watch him as much as I can throw. I want to watch him throw the short to intermediate routes for accuracy. I want to watch his footwork. I want to watch his delivery. I want to watch his head to see if he's looking into receivers while he's making those. What are, you know, what you would consider, you know, those are your sure thing throws or your ones that you need to execute consistently. And I think that was a big problem for him in 2020 was, yes, you are 100% right that under heat in the kitchen, he absolutely melted. But I want to see him go back to what was a strength of his when he was recruited and what a strength of his first season was he could deliver the ball on the throws you needed to make that were consistently would get you into the down and distances that you need. He could do that well. He would go through a little bit of a progression. His ability to be accurate with the football was a strength, and he's lost it. I want to see glimpses of that core strength of him as a quarterback on the men and just starting to trend in the other directions. That's the part of Clifford that I'm looking for.
Real quick, Dusty, Andy and I were talking about this prior to the show. Because I don't have a life, I was watching a couple replays of Penn State games from last year, and I watched a couple of their wins. Ironically, we're spending this whole offseason about this change in the offense, the up-tempo, the explosive offense. What caused Penn State to go 4-0 was the most conservative of offenses. They did nothing up-tempo. They slowed things down. They ran the ball. So how do you justify saying, hey, to win games, we need to have this up-tempo, explosive offense?
Well, I think if you play four crappy teams that you're physically superior to, you can play, grind it down, and let's not beat ourselves. The number one team that can beat us is ourselves. So let's take that team out of the equation. Honestly, that's what they did the last four games of last year, and it's what they had to do, and it's what worked. Long term, that's not what's going to be. Well, if you want to be an elite program, you're not going to settle down and hunker down and just do what they did. So I think they did need to bring something in that they can put up 40 points with some consistency.
I think you answered the question very plain and simple, Dustin, with the crappy team syndrome. All right, Andy, you're now up. We were looking at the quarterback. What else are you looking for?
So top of my list, if I could go watch spring practice, I would watch every single drill and every single snap any player on the defensive line takes. I would watch, it doesn't matter if it's the second guys or the third guys, I would sit there and literally watch the defensive line, the ends and the tackles, every single snap. Because I feel that they are so light on the high end known production department is how I'll put it, in terms of rotation. And even, you know, beyond PJ Mustafa, I don't think you know a whole lot. So I want to learn a little bit about them. And not just the four guys that are going to be the quote-unquote, you know, starting guys. I want to know about what does it look like if they go 6, 7, 8 deep. What does that look like? And I want to see what they look like. It's such a position that is in transition and in flux that I'm going to sit there and spend an entire practice watching them and see what they look like and what their development is, how their development's coming along.
And how are they going to help the back end of this defense? Where's the pressure coming from? You can have a big group of cornerbacks, awesome cornerbacks, and good safety play, but if you're not generating pressure, it's not working for you. It's working against you. They need to find, you know, to Andy's point, some production there.
Yeah, it's were they going to find the ability to impact the pocket and let the ability of those corners kind of show up?
You know, guys, it's easy to talk about those positions where you don't have a lot of depth, trying to find out if you do. There are two positions where I'm thinking they almost have too much depth. I want to see how that plays out. Running back, Noah Kane is out for at least part of the spring, but you know he's going, if healthy, he's going to be one of the guys in the rotation. That makes 5 running backs. At cornerback, I counted at least 6 guys who probably deserve playing time. I'm looking at the pecking order at those positions. What about you, Andy? What do you think?
No, I don't care about the running back, to be honest with you. Because I know that as the running backs coach and James Franklin, when they like a crowded house, they have no problem with a crowded house. And what we figured out in watching them with all the after the Miles Sanders and all the talent they have in the running back room and how you're going to share that much ball and everything, it sort of plays itself out for you, doesn't it? I mean, what we've learned is it plays itself out for you. It figures itself out. You just create opportunities. And a guy like Ricky Slade didn't take advantage of his opportunities. And guess what? It played out, right? Devin Ford didn't take advantage of his opportunity last year as the lead back, per se, for the Lawn Boys or whatever they call themselves. And he has some work to do because it played out right in front of you. So I'm not worried about the running back position. The corner position, I think there's so much need in the modern game in passing that you can kind of fit corners in a little bit of a little niche. You know who your lockdown corners are, who your guys in down and distance need situation, which is a very, very big part of the modern game. How are they going to fit in? And I agree with you on that one.
Dustin, any thoughts on that or another area that you'd like to take a look at?
I have a few, let's call them micro points. One ties into this. What would I watch for at practice? How about Devin Ford's body language? Is he projecting strength, leadership, toughness, competitiveness? Is he, you know, reserved? Is he passive? You know, that's going to go a long way, I think, toward determining, can he climb up that depth chart or is he destined to follow that Ricky Slade slip down? I mean, either one of those is on the table, I think. Right. Curtis Jacobs, is he the next star at linebacker? I believe so. I think he's a football player and he's a talent. It's a combination. What's Tyler Warren doing to seemingly get all this confidence from Penn State's coaching staff? That's an exciting thing that we don't talk about a whole lot, but the third tight end, they are very comfortable at tight end. And I think Tyler Warren's doing something behind the scenes that we're not seeing to go into that. Christian Veilleux, he's further along, James Franklin said, than the typical freshman. How? Why? Is it mentally? Is it physical? What is that? And my last thing is Keandre Lambert-Smith, ready. He was the number three basically by default last year, and it showed some level of confidence in him. Is he ready to actually kind of grab that number three and take command of it? And I think you'd be able to kind of get some clues in practice for that.
Those are all good ones. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing I'd be looking at is all the transfer portal guys who came in. We have expectations of several of them not just being in the rotation, but also perhaps even starting and standing out. How are they fitting in? And I think that's a story that will go forward. If they're doing well, we're going to see more and more of that going forward if James Franklin sees success with that this year. That is it, guys, for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. It won't be Ask Ross. It'll be Ask Andy and Dustin. Stay tuned.
68 teams started and only the best have survived. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.